You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Do you know the name Santiago Swallow? He may be one of the more famous people no one has heard of. At one point, he had 80,000 Twitter followers. So how did Swallow get that kind of internet fame? Well, let's say author Kevin Ashton was his consultant of sorts about how to build a personal brand for the digital age. Ashton explains.
Santiago is a Mexican-American public speaker, futurist, writer. He is, the kind of guy you'd see at a TED conference, very big on Twitter, has a very interesting Wikipedia biography. He also is completely fictitious, and I made him up. How do the 80,000 Twitter followers think that he's real? You are assuming that the 80,000 Twitter followers are real too. In fact, 79,000 of the 80,000 Twitter followers were also fake. To establish his credibility quickly, I published a Wikipedia biography of him and gave him a homepage that talked about his alleged book. And for $50, I was able to furnish him with 80,000 fake Twitter followers. He's actually a mashup of three photos that I found on Google Images. Yeah, he's so much better looking than me. It was challenging for me because having created him and he had far more Twitter followers than I've ever had, there definitely came a moment when I could see there was a danger of Santiago taking over and sort of becoming the Mr. Hyde to my Dr. Jekyll. The online world makes it easy to recreate your identity, which is something we all do a little bit. Everybody has a Facebook account, and probably our profile picture is one of the better pictures we've ever had taken. But then when you can, you know, buy 80,000 fake Twitter followers for $50 and create your own face and your own name and your own biography, none of which is true, can really, you know, push that to the extreme and create a complete alter ego. And naturally, the alter ego is more fascinating than you are, so why wouldn't you want to be that person? I think it means we have to apply the same diligence to a social media interaction that we would apply to a real-world social interaction. It does also raise some deeper questions about how hungry we can be for status. You know, why is it that for some people, not all, but for some people, the apparent attention of followers on Twitter is so desirable that you're willing to cheat? It took me about 4 hours to create Santiago from beginning to end and cost $68. So if you are a highly dishonest person and you think having what publishers and job interviewers and people call a platform matters, you know, you could be listening to this now, and by this time tomorrow morning, you could apparently be incredibly influential online.
That was author Kevin Ashton on how to be internet famous for $68. Ashton's book, How to Fly a Horse, The Secret History of Creation, Invention, and Discovery, comes out in January. And this story got our digital mastermind, Seth Kelly, curious about those fake Twitter followers. So he dug a little deeper. Hi, Seth.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
What is a fake Twitter follower?
So when you look at your Twitter account, you can see a follower number next to your profile. And most people will assume that all of those followers are actual real people sitting behind a computer screen operating that Twitter account. But it turns out that there are tons of robots on Twitter, and these are also known as Twitter bots. The distinction between a Twitter bot and an actual follower is just that. It's not a real person.
So how did Kevin Ashton calculate fake Twitter followers anyway?
Kevin Ashton used this online application called Status People, and it says that it will calculate for you how many of your followers are fake, how many are inactive, and how many of them are good or real actual people that are interacting with you. So I went on to Status People and looked up my own Twitter account. I entered in my information to see how many of my followers were fakers. So I don't have very many Twitter followers, but I was pleasantly surprised to find out that only 1% of my followers are fake.
Now, I gather that you ran this test on somebody else?
Indeed I did, Lizzie. I ran it on you. And what I found out, are you ready?
Yeah, go for it. Hit me up.
What I found out, and it's not 100% foolproof. We don't know whether these are actual robots or just people who aren't really using their Twitter accounts. But according to Status People, 21% of your Twitter followers are fake, 29% are inactive, and only 50% are real interactive people.
That's so depressing.
It depends on how you look at it. I mean, on the bright side, Justin Bieber only has 60% of his Twitter followers as real interactive people. So comparatively, you're only doing slightly worse.
You can read all of Seth's story and dig into the world of fake followers. Where can they read it?
MarketplaceWeekend.org.
And if you're real, you can follow us on Twitter. We're @MarketplaceWKND.